God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist May. At this time, we're going to have a word of prayer, our opening prayer. It will be led by Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord, and let us open our hearts to receive from the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. Oh, God, we thank you for just giving us another chance to come before you. Lord, we bow ourselves before you, humbling ourselves, asking for mercy. Oh, God, you do your touch from you right now, Lord. We are asking you to move upon us. Oh, God, lend on strength tonight, Jesus. Strengthen us, Lord, where we're weak, and build us up where we're torn down. Lord, we ask that you will intervene on tonight, that you will speak your word to every hearer. Oh, God, minister unto us through your word. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Speak, Lord God, and move upon us, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
manifest your powers, oh, Lord. For those who don't know you, my God, oh, Lord, reveal yourself unto them. And let them know that you love them and that you want to save them, Lord Jesus. Give them the mind to be saved. Prick somebody's heart with repentance. Break up the stony heart, oh God. Destroy the yokes of bondage in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now let it wash. Oh, my Lord, cleanse the sinner from their sin. Lord, forgive all of our transgressions. Wash away our iniquities. Clean us up, Lord Jesus, make us what you have us to be. Lord, we ask you to bless this broadcast. Let it grow the more, Lord. Let it expand even across the world. Oh, Lord, let everyone around the world receive your word, Lord. Have mercy right now.
Have mercy.
Do wonders, oh Lord Jesus.
Do wonders, Lord Jesus.
Let the glory of God be revealed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying right now for a special prayer, asking you, please, oh God, remember Logan, oh God. Lay your hand upon him right now.
Lay your hand on him right now, Jesus.
Oh God, fix it for him. In the name of Jesus, we know you have the power.
You're
able to do all things. We are praying, God, that you'll remember those who are on the prayer list, who requested this prayer, have brought their petition. Pray, God, that you will grant it unto them. Let it be done according to your holy will. In the name of Jesus. Remember your people tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Remember
your people. Strengthen and encourage us, Lord. Help us to do your will. Help us to obey your commandments. Help us to stand, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
We can't do anything without you, Lord. And we're down here waiting on you. Work it out for us while we're down here waiting.
Have your way.
Your will be done. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask that you will look on our leaders. Oh, my God, I pray that you will touch their minds and their hearts. That you will give them wisdom and revelation. In the way you want us to go. In the name of Jesus. Bless them abundantly, oh God. Bless their families and bless the congregation. In the name of Jesus, we believe it right now, Lord, and we count it as done. We give you thanks, and we bless your holy name, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes,
be with us throughout the course of this broadcast. Lord, let us feel your anointing. Let us feel,
your presence.
Feel your presence.
Have your way.
Another blessing. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
125th number of Psalms. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth, the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. We do thank the Lord for the reading of his word. Service back into the hands of Evangelist.
Glory to God. Thank God for that powerful scripture. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot, the Bible said it cannot be removed, but abiding forever. I thank the Lord. The word of God is strong. I say it's powerful. Oh, my God, I'm good this morning. But I thank the Lord. That's one of my favorite scriptures. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. We want to thank God for those who tuned in on tonight. We hope that you receive a blessing on tonight. Oh, my God. The Lord is here right now, so whatever you need, you can receive it on tonight. Glory to God. Now, at this time, we're going to have our announcement and a song coming through Evangelist Khadijah Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for his anointing.
Yes.
Thank you all for tuning into the gospel broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title 1 Souls. And one is O-N-E. And we want to continue to pray for Logan, that the Lord would touch his mind and regulate his mind. We want to continue to pray for Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley. Pray for all unsaved family members, Nika Ray, the pastor in Camden, Benitra Blacksheard, India West, Larry Denson, Ava Brown Feliciano,
Sister Adele,
Mary Anderson. Sister Cheryl Edmond, Dana McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, as well as the bereaved Gail family and all those who are currently
requesting prayer and have requested prayer. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to sing a portion of this song. Let it be the Lord's will. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Thank you for saving a sinner like me. To tell the world salvation is free. There was time when I just didn't do right. But you watched over me both day and night. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I believe I'll sing the next verse. Justice demanded that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, oh no. We've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind, but thank God I can see. It was because your grace and mercy came along. It came along. It rescued me. Oh, your grace and mercy brought me through. And I'm living this moment because of you. Lord, I want to say thank you, and I praise you too. Your grace and mercy, your grace and mercy, your grace and mercy brought me through. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words that introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise be to God. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in, and I thank God for the prayer and for the opening scripture, that beautiful selection. I just thank God because he is blessing in a great way, and I can feel the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. It was his grace and his mercy that brought us through. It was because of the grace of God that we are still here. Praise to God. I just thank the Lord for that beautiful scripture that was read, talking about put their trust in the Lord will be as Mount Zion.
Yes.
Cannot.
Cannot.
You put your trust in the Lord. There's a
stabilization there. The Lord will root you and ground you even though the winds may blow. The storms may rock. All may come up in your life according to the word of God. As long as you keep your trust in the Lord, you cannot be removed. Oh,
amen.
I tell you,
thank
God,
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Rooted and grounded.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
I want to encourage you tonight. Put your trust in the Lord. It may seem like everything else is failing all around you. It may seem like there just isn't any hope. But I want you to know that if you can just trust the Lord with your whole life, with your future, with your finances, with your health, with everything, you trust him.
Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Promise.
Thank you.
It cannot be removed.
Hallelujah.
But that you will abide forever. Glory to God.
Yes,
I encourage you to just keep your trust in the Lord. Oh, praise be to God. He will not fail. He will not go back on his word. And I thank God for this broadcast, for the Gospel Truth broadcast. It's been a great blessing to me. And I pray that it also has been a blessing to you. And I encourage you to keep on tuning in. Keep on looking to the Lord. Keep on trusting in him. Praise the Lord. You want to be in a place with God where you cannot be removed. What a blessing it is. And it's his grace and his mercy that will keep you in your place. Amen. I thank God for the broadcast thus far. I thank him for sending his anointing. And so now let us get ready to hear the word of God. It is the word of God that's going to feed our souls. That is through the word of God that we're going to hear what God is saying to us. And God, he will reach out to us. He'll minister to us. He'll prepare everything for us in his word. So let's listen carefully. Stop everything you're doing. Put everything aside, any distractions, whatever is trying to keep you from hearing this word. And pay close attention, listen for the voice of God. And now at this time, I present to you the speaker and the person of our host of the Gospel Truth broadcast, Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. God bless you, Evangelist. Let's pray along with her as she comes forth.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thanks the Lord for those beautiful exhortations coming to Pastor Sheila Hameen. I've enjoyed this broadcast thus far myself, and I'm ready to go. But before we get into the word and the message, we're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia if she would like to have remarks or exhortations or words of encouragement.
Praise God. I thank God for the broadcast thus far. Thank God for the prayer.
Yes.
And thank God for that beautiful scripture that was read.
Amen.
I tell you, God, he's good.
Yes, he is.
And he's worthy to be praised. I don't care what is going on in our lives. God is still good. And it's nothing but the trick of the enemy to try to stop us. But as long as we remain in Christ, the Bible says he shall not be removed.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion and shall not be removed.
Not.
Amen. I don't care what kind of wind comes. I don't care what kind of storm comes. If you trust in the Lord, you shall not be removed.
Amen.
I just thank God for that beautiful passage of scripture. Thank God for the song. God's grace and mercy is what has us here right now.
Yes.
And I thank God today because if it wasn't for his grace and mercy, I wouldn't be here.
Amen.
I wouldn't even have a mind to be here. But I thank God I'm here today.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. The
thank
songwriter
you,
wrote a song said, I'm still here because the blood never loses its power.
Amen.
I'm still here.
Lord.
And
thank you,
God, so far. And I'm looking forward to hearing the word of God. And I encourage you to take the word of God and apply it unto your heart. Amen. If you feel the touch of God during the word, just go on and holler out. If you feel God's presence.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
He began to work on that heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Just
yes.
go on and cry out to him. Amen.
Yes.
And you
Hallelujah.
Will receive your blessing. Amen.
Amen.
You will receive your blessing. That's the time to get it. Amen.
Yes.
When the Lord starts working on you right then and there, while the word is coming, that's the time to go get your blessing.
Amen.
I just
thank
God for all things. I'm turning the service back into the hands of Randy's Mac because I'm stirred up. And I
yes.
thank God for
that's all right.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
I tell you, sounds like we are all stirred up. And sounds like we are all ready to go forward.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you. I don't know about them out there in radio land, but if you're out there listening, I don't care who you are or where you are, you can get a piece of this, and you can get a touch
Amen.
From God. It doesn't matter whether you're in your living room or in your kitchen, wherever you are. God can touch you where you are. And if your body needs to be healed, the Lord is right here now to touch and heal your body. He can save and deliver, and we are looking to him today to do the work in somebody's life. If you need your mind changed, your heart changed, the Lord is here right now to touch your heart, to break up that stony heart, and put in a heart of flesh that you might receive Christ and be saved. And I want to thank the Lord. I don't know if my Aunt Margie is on the line, but I pray that she is. I know God is good, and he's able to deliver you. And my cousins, God is able to do whatever you need him to do. So look to God, stay attentive, and listen to the songs of praises that are going up and the word of God. Now, at this time, we will have a selection by Sister Cheryl. I don't know why Jesus loves me.
I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Somebody tell me, where would I be if he didn't care? Where would I be? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad. I'm glad he did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. And I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. Listen what he did for me. He left his mighty throne in glory to bring to us redemption story. And then he died, but he rose again just for you and me. Whoa, but I'm glad. Whoa, but I'm glad. Whoa, but I'm glad. I'm glad he did.
Glory to God. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't know
Thank
why.
You, Jesus, Amen.
But
Thank
I'm
you,
glad
Jesus.
He did.
Thank you. I'm glad
Lord.
About
it.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you for your love, your grace and mercy, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad that he did. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. My God is a good God. Oh, I don't know why he did it.
He's a good God.
But he did it. And I'm glad about it. I don't know. Hallelujah. But I'm thankful.
Yes. I'm glad about it. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For how he brought us up out of a horrible
thank
pit. Hallelujah. Drew us
thank
in
you,
with his
I'm glad. Yes, Lord.
I rejoice in what the God of my salvation
yes,
has done
oh,
in my
yes.
life. He brought
yes,
me
Lord.
Out, and I'm glad.
He brought me out.
I'm happy.
Yes, Lord.
Happy.
Yes.
Down on the
happy.
When I
yes,
think
Lord.
About what he's done
yes,
for
Lord.
Me, my
what
soul, my soul,
yes, Lord.
Cries
my
out.
Soul.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
To deserve this grace and mercy.
Yes,
glory to God. It was God's grace and his mercy. That
his mercy. Yes, Lord. It was his mercy.
It was the love of God. We didn't know
yes.
God. We didn't do nothing to deserve
yes.
his love that the Lord
yes.
bestowed upon us. The scripture
yes.
says, behold,
yes.
behold, what manner of love
behold.
The Father
yes.
has bestowed upon us
Amen.
That we should
yes.
be all the sons of God. He called us to be his children. Glory
yes,
to God, I'm thankful.
Yes.
It does not appear that we shall be, but when we see him, we shall be
yes.
like him.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God. We're going to be like Jesus if we can
yes.
just hold
Amen.
On and stand fast in the liberty wherewith God has made us free. If we just hold fast to that salvation,
yes,
we will be free. Glory to God. We'll be
yes.
caught up to meet the Lord in the air in that great
Amen.
Day.
Yes, Lord.
The word
Thank
of God
you.
Says, let us go to the book of St. Mark, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to try to get through this quickly and get on out of the way. That is St. Mark 4, 36. Through 41, St. Matthew 8, 23, 27, Psalm 44, and 23. Glory to God. St. Mark 4, 36 through 41. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. The ship, the winds was blowing against the ship, and the ship began to be filled with water. And he was in the hinder part of the ship. Jesus was in the back part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye had no faith? Exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Obey.
And going over to St. Matthew, the 8th chapter, verse 23, praise the Lord, verse 23 throughout verse 27, and when he had entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. Jesus was on the ship, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us. We perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful? O ye of little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Jesus had power. Glory to God, he had power to speak to the wind, and the wind and the sea obeyed the voice of the Lord. Why can't we obey God? Glory to Amen. God, my title tonight is God's Peace. And my theme, in troubled times, there is peace in the Lord. Glory to God, trouble can come in all types of ways, all manners of ways. Trouble comes to you mentally or spiritually. It can cause you to worry or be disturbed. But God's peace can cause that all to go away. When God gives you peace, he puts you in a state of tranquility or quietness to act for silence or calm. Glory to God. The people of God, they are calm. Sometimes yes. the devil will look at you and wonder, how is it that they are so calm? They're not worried. They're not soon shaken when things Amen. Go wrong. Hallelujah. But it's not us. It's Amen. That peace and tranquility that God yes. has given to every born-again believer in Christ. Glory to God. God is the only one that can give you that peace. It doesn't come from being on the job. It doesn't come from a pill. It doesn't come from any type of medicine. But God is the one that gives us this peace and tranquility. And we are not soon shaken in mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Just like this earthquake, people are troubled. But the word of God lets us know that in the last days that there were going to be earthquakes. And these are the signs of the second coming of Christ. People are not paying attention. But the Bible let us know that these signs would come in the last days. There will be earthquakes in diverse places. Look around, so many different places throughout the country and throughout the other countries. There have been earthquakes, and the earth has been Amen. Moved and shaken out of yes. this place. People are all worried and stirred up, but God gives his people peace yes. in the midst yes. of the storm. A storm might be in your life, and your storm could be a healing for your body. Your storm could be, hallelujah, a financial need. But God, he knows all about it. He can fix that trouble, whatever it is. It can be spiritual trouble. Hallelujah. But God, he knows how to work it out. He knows how to fix it. The scripture said, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. You see, Satan wants us to be moved and shaken. Amen. Hallelujah. But we can trust in our God. He will take Amen. Us through. He will help us to stand in the midst of the trouble. He will give us that peace in the midst of trials, whether it's spiritual, mental, financial, whatever way. Hallelujah. God, I say God gives us that peace in times yes. of trouble.
boat was being filled with water. The wind and the waves began to beat into the ship so that it was now full with water. And he was in the hinder part of the ship. He was asleep. You see, Jesus had peace. He wasn't even worried. And they couldn't understand why Jesus wasn't all discombobulated, why he was in trouble. Jesus, hallelujah, he began to let them know, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye had no faith? You see, they didn't have no faith. They had the Son of God right there with them, and they still didn't have no faith in God. Jesus, he was able to speak the word, see, and the wind began to cease, and there was a calm. Glory to God. They feared God. The disciples, they feared exceedingly, and they said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I heard a songwriter say, what kind of man is this? Glory to God. He can speak to the wind, and the wind will obey his voice. He speaks to the sea, and the sea became calm. Jesus, he can do everything, whatever you need. If you need peace in your home, Jesus can give it to you. If you need peace on your child, God can give it to you. He can work all things out. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's trying to agitate you. I don't care how the devil is trying to shake your faith. You can trust in God, and you should work it out.
Yes,
Word of God tells us in Colossians, the 3rd chapter and the 15th verse, it says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. I tell you, I thank God for what he is doing. I'm thankful unto him for that peace that he has given unto me. I'm thankful unto the Lord for saving my soul. The Bible said, that men will give thanks unto the Lord for his wondrous work, how he brought us out of sin, out of Egypt land, how the Lord saved our soul. Oh, that men would give God thanks. We have to be thankful unto the Lord for the little things. And God, I said, God can bless us with greater things. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He knows how to work every situation out for his people. If we continue to trust in him, we got to keep that faith. The disciples, they didn't have the faith that they thought they had. And Jesus began to let them know where is your faith? You have to ask yourself, where is my faith? Hallelujah. We doubt God so much. So many times we don't put our faith to work. Hallelujah. The Lord can be speaking to us. He can be touching us. He can be blessing us. And we still don't believe. Still doubt God. We still say that's the devil. But no, the Lord, I said the Lord, he knows. He knows what we're going through. He knows how to fix our situation. He knows how to work it out. But we got to take him at his word. Continue to trust in him. Hallelujah. Hear the word of God and obey his word. And God, he will give you peace. He said, I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. Yes. Did God speak peace to you?
Yes.
He spoke peace to me one day. My mind was troubled. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know which way to go. But one day, I began to seek the Lord God, and call upon Jesus until he changed my mind. And when he changed my mind, he began to deliver my soul. And when he delivered my soul, I got up and I had peace in my mind. I wasn't worried about anything. Glory to God, all the burdens that I was carrying, they fell off. Thank you, Jesus. That's the kind of God that I serve.
Yes.
A God that can deliver. He's a God that gives you peace. God's peace. Not like the world gives. They pray, well, we'll make peace. But next thing you know, here they go again. Starting up something. Getting in arguments. Causing trouble. But Jesus said, my peace I give unto thee, and my peace, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Glory to God, we don't have to be afraid, because God's peace will help us to be calm. Glory to God, it will help us to be tranquil.
Yes.
Glory to God, we can ask God, and he'll calm us. He'll give us that peace that we need to get through our tests and our trials. He can help us. Glory to God. He said, in the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Glory to God. He said in his word, thy faith has saved me. He said, go in peace. Glory to God. When those who wanted to be healed, glory to God, God healed them. He told them to go in peace. Your faith has saved you. We got to have that faith. We got to continue to trust in the Lord and look to the Lord, for he's the only one that can give us that peace that passeth all understanding. He'll keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effects of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceful habitation, in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. This is what the Lord said in Isaiah. He'll give us a dwelling place where there's peace, where we can live and be in quiet resting places. That's what God does for his people. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I just thank God for his word.
You.
I tell you, the Lord, he is worthy of the praise. What are we worrying about? God can fix any trouble, any situation that we might get into.
Amen.
He can speak and it shall be done. We could go to God in prayer and we could ask of God. And he said, whatsoever we ask in prayer, believing, he said, he will do it. God will do it. But let me tell you one thing. If you're not living right, you won't be able
to pray like that, because God hears not sinners. Glory to God.
Amen.
You've got to be a worshiper of God for him to hear you. We know that he hears not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of him, him he heareth. We can go to God in prayer. The Bible says, whatsoever ye ask in my name, he said, I will do it.
That he would do it.
Yes, Lord. Oh, glory to God. He said, I will do it. If we go to him in prayer and ask him, he will do it for us. I thank God. Thank God for his word. He'll do whatever we need him to do. Even in these last days, God will come to our rescue in troubled times. He is our peace, and this peace comes only from the Lord. It doesn't come from man. Man can't give it to you. This peace that we have, nobody can give it to you. The judge, the doctors, the lawyers, they can't give it to you. It's in God, and we have to go to God in order to get this.
Yes.
Glory to God.
You,
this peace, which passes all understanding, it will keep our hearts. It will keep our minds through Christ Jesus. Glory to God. The Lord, he will help us through whatever situation or whatever trouble may come into our lives. And I tell you, man that is born of a woman is a few days full of trouble, trouble all around. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. We have this peace that comes from the Lord God Almighty. And for that, I believe he told Ezekiel, he said, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And he said, I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. Glory to God. So I thank God for his word on tonight. God's peace.
Thank you, Lord.
If you need peace, God's got it, and he's waiting and willing to give it to you. If you're walking around in your house, you don't have no peace all the time. There's arguments, fighting. I tell you, people going in their own way, doing what they want to do, disrespecting your house, you can give it to Jesus, and he can bring peace in your home, bring peace in the midst of your labor on the job. Sometimes people on the job, the boss man, cut up and cause trouble for you, but God will give you that peace that you'll be able to withstand that trouble that's on your job. Wherever you are, God can fix the situation. Maybe you're troubled. You don't have this. You don't have that. Well, God can fix it for you. He can make a way for you. He can make a way out of no way. He can open up a door for you. God can fix your situation, no matter what it is, because we serve an almighty God can do everything. So we thank the Lord for his word. At this time, there may be someone who wants to make a change in their life. You're tired of the trouble. You're tired of all this mental anguish and being agitated all the time. You can give it to Jesus in troubled times. Give it to the Lord and let him fix it. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia to lead us in a closing prayer and offer salvation, open the door of salvation to anyone who wants to be saved. God bless you.
for the beautiful message on this evening. Let us much know that God gives that peace that surpasses all understanding. And I want to say to you tonight, if you're looking for that peace, amen, if you just open your heart right now, amen, and admit to the Lord that you're a sinner and you want to be saved, God is able to do it right now. Amen.
Yes.
It don't take him all day. It don't take
him
all night. All you have to do is meet the condition. Amen.
Yes.
And God, he will do the rest.
Amen.
As we go to the Lord in prayer, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your word, my God. Oh, my God, we thank you for how you blessed us, Lord,
thank
to receive your word, my God.
Thank
Look
you.
Down on us with compassion, Lord. Have mercy upon our souls, Lord.
Mercy.
Let sins be forgiven, my God. In the name of Jesus, the soul that is reaching out right now, my God. Oh, my Father, touch right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, break up the heart, my God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord. I know you're able, my God. The soul that sneers to hell, my God. Touch right now, Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. That soul, my God, that's having thoughts of suicide, my God. Touch right now, Lord.
Touch right now,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name
touch
of
your
Jesus.
Mind, my God. Oh, my God, bring it in, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Cause them to serve you, my God. In the name of Jesus. The soul that is sick, my God. Heal right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Send salvation, Lord, right now, my God, in the name of Jesus. Send salvation, Lord.
Send salvation.
You're able, my God. Somebody needs you right now, Lord. Somebody wants you right now, my God. Do it right now, Lord. In your name, my God. That soul that is discouraged, my God. Touch right now, Lord.
Touch
right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, work it out, Lord.
Yes,
I know you're able, God. In the name of Jesus, move that mountain, Lord, that seems to be in the way, my God. Move it, Lord. Cast it into
the
sea, my God. In the
yes,
name of Jesus, bring our
yes, thank you.
Lord.
Thank you. Oh, yes,
Lord. Lord. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
touch right now, Lord.
Touch,
Lord. I'm not anymore, Lord.
Yes.
Heal and deliver, Lord. I know you're able, my God.
Deliver.
Have your eternal way, Lord.
Yes,
look
Lord.
On our neighbors, God. Save them, Lord.
Save them.
In the name of Jesus. Go into the room, my God.
Yes.
Those that are in the ICU, Lord.
Yes,
those
Lord.
With COVID, Lord. Those
right
that are
now.
Intubated, my
yes,
God.
God.
Oh,
yes,
God. Bring them
yes,
out, all right, God.
Yes,
look
Lord.
The children, God. Touch
yes,
right
Lord.
Now.
Look
Lord.
On them, yes, Lord. Heal them, Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Have mercy,
oh, God,
Lord.
Let your will be done, Lord.
In the
way, Lord.
Yes,
look Lord. On the leaders of the world, my God. Touch right now, Lord.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
My God, help them to lead us the right way, Lord. Save, Lord Jesus. Look on the leaders of the church, my God. Touch
yes,
right
Lord.
Now, Lord. I know you're able, my God. Give them visions and revelations, Lord. I'm going to lead the people, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you're able. Continue to bless this broadcast, God. Let your will be done, God. Have your eternal way, Lord.
Yes.
Moving signs and wonders and work miracles, Lord. All those that are listening in tonight, God. Oh, my God, continue to send a blessing, Lord.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
In
let your
Jesus.
Will be done, Lord. Have
yes.
your eternal way, my God.
Your
oh,
way.
My God, speak to our hearts and our minds the more, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch our children, God.
Yes,
save
Lord.
Them, Lord.
Do it.
Give them a mind to be saved, Lord.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
My God, take away the drug use, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Take away the stubborn spirit, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of
Jesus.
Take away the alcohol, Lord.
Yes.
I know
yes.
that you're able,
in the name of
God,
Jesus.
The rebellious spirit, Lord. Move
yes.
it out of the way, God.
Move it
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
The demonical spirits, my God. That are plaguing people, Lord. Oh, my God, move it, Lord.
Move
it, Lord. God. In your name, Lord. We speak
of...
it in thy name, Lord.
Yes,
your
Lord.
Name,
Jesus.
Yes, you know things we ask of thee, Lord. In the name of the Father and of the Son
and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Gave me peace in my mind one day. Glory to God. Almost 35 years now.
God has given me peace. And I thank and praise God for the word. Truly, I can say that God, he is a good God. He is a deliverer. And I thank and praise God for all things. Thank God for Evanis Hameen, Evanis Cathedra, Evanis Major, Evanis Cynthia. Thank God for all of you. And I'm asking you all to continue to pray much for me and to pray for Deacon Matt. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for all the remarks that came through our evangelists and our missionaries. Thank the Lord for what he is doing. And we want to remember Deacon Mack in our prayers, and also a special prayer for Andrew Marshall. That's Pastor Marshall's brother. We want to keep
Amen.
Him in our prayers, keep him on the prayer list.
Amen.
And we know God, he can work a miracle. I
yes,
tell you, there's so much trouble, so much sickness. Lord, help us, Jesus. I tell you, it's just terrible, terrible condition.
Yes.
And it's going to take God. It's not left up to the doctors. It's in God's hands. So let's
Amen.
Keep praying. And we thank God for this broadcast. We thank God for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. Until Tuesday night at 7 p.m., we look to be back here again. If that's all.
Amen. I do have one announcement. Please forgive me. I received a text from my friend, Celeste Hall, and
yes.
we've been praying for her on Hameen's broadcast. She texted
yeah.
me that the cancer had reached her brain,
oh.
and she was asking for special prayer. She's still believing God. She
yeah.
said she at first she was crying, but she said she's standing on what she believes. So she believes
yeah.
God. I'm
yeah.
believing with her, and I know
Glory
God is able to
God.
Do that
yeah.
thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
her
you.
Name is Celeste.
Thank
you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank
right
you,
now,
Jesus.
Lord.
We yes,
know
Lord,
you are You can heal the cancer.
Yes,
you can
Lord.
Do it,
Lord. You can do it, Lord.
Yes,
oh, yes,
Lord.
Lord. You've got the power.
On,
yes, Lord.
Touch him right now.
Touch him right now.
Deliver his soul, Lord.
Deliver, deliver.
Lord. Heal his body. Heal his eye, oh, Lord. Save him from the uttermost, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we believe you today. And we thank you, Lord. We
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
for thy name. Bless the name of Jesus.
Bless
thank
your holy
you.
Name. Thank you.
Believe God. I know he can do it.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Me too.
Yes, Lord. Yes. He did it for my dad. He can do it for her too.
Yes,
yes Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
So we just keep praying.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Anything? Anything else? If not, this brings the broadcast to a close until Tuesday night, 7 p.m. God bless everyone.
God bless everyone. Love you all.
God bless you. I love you too.
Good night.
Good night.